You're listening to SBS News.
So I think Brexit is unstoppable. In the, as Helmut Kohl used to say of the process of European Union, is unumstossbar. It will go on.
Boris Johnson, speaking when he was Theresa May's foreign secretary in 2017, has been one of the most ardent supporters of Brexit. He was a prominent figure in the Vote Leave campaign before the referendum that showed a narrow majority for Britain exiting the European Union. He's been criticised for some of the claims he made during that campaign, including the one that Britain sent £350 million a week to the EU that could, instead, be spent on the National Health Service. The UK Statistics Authority debunked that claim as misleading. With the departure of Theresa May from No. 10 Downing Street, Boris Johnson is leading the pack as her replacement after the first vote by Conservative Party MPs, as acting chair of the 1922 Committee of MPs, Dame Cheryl Gillan, announced.
The total number of votes cast for each candidate in alphabetical order were as follows. Michael Gove, 37. Matt Hancock, 20. Mark Harper, 10. Jeremy Hunt, 43. Sajid Javid, 23. Boris Johnson, 114. Andrea Leadsom, 11. Esther McVeigh, 9. Dominic Raab, 27. And Rory Stewart, 19.
Only the top seven of those candidates go through to the next round of voting, with Boris Johnson comfortably leading the pack ahead of second place Jeremy Hunt, who took over from him as Foreign Secretary. Voting among members will continue until only two candidates are left. Former International Development Secretary and Boris Johnson supporter Priti Patel told Channel 4 News that she expects strong support for Mr. Johnson once the vote then goes to Conservative Party rank and file members.
I speak as someone that is a grassroots activist first and foremost. I know how hard Boris works across the country, campaigning in associations with his own parliamentary colleagues as well. And I can say, John, with a degree of conviction here as well, because I see it in my own constituency and with my own membership as well, there is a huge amount of support, a significant amount of support for Boris at the grassroots. And of course, once the MPs voting has taken place, then of course it will be a competition in the country through hustings, meeting the members.
However, Work and Pensions Secretary Amber Rudd, who's supporting Jeremy Hunt, insists that Boris Johnson's election as Prime Minister is not a foregone conclusion.
Oh, Boris is beatable, yes. I mean, it seems absolutely likely that he's going to go through to the last two, just looking at the numbers today, barring some mishap, because, of course, actually has to take place for the final round. But when it goes out to members, there's going to be 16 hustings all over the country. Members are going to have the opportunity to really see and question the candidates. And you start again then. It doesn't matter how many MPs each candidate got. It only matters whether they win with the members.
Meanwhile, the Guardian newspaper is reporting that rival candidates for the leadership of the Conservative Party are in discussions about the possibility of joining forces to challenge Mr. Johnson. The report claims that members of Health Secretary Matt Hancock's team have spoken privately to advisers to fellow ministers Michael Gove and Sajid Javid to discuss a possible alliance. Further elimination votes will be held next week before the final two contenders are put to a vote of 160,000 Conservative Party members across the country. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.